Okay, so I deactivated Supertone Clear here. Figured I'd reactivate my license and record it this time. And I was going to get a recording of doing it with MVDA and JAWS. And prepping for that, I realized the workarounds for each screen reader are quite different. And there's some OCR involved in either of those workflows that is a bit tricky and not very intuitive. So I figured I'd give it a go with Narrator and see what that was like. And it turns out it's the best of a bad bunch. Every button that we click is going to be labeled new. They're all just new buttons. Okay, cool. Thanks for that. But it is doable. And with Narrator, you don't have to do any tricksy OCR or anything. You will probably have to follow this keystroke by keystroke because there's really no distinction from button to button. So I'm just going to be like moving through with Narrator, previous and next commands, counting buttons, and I'll try and explain what each button is and landmark it in relation to another thing that Narrator can detect so that you know where you are at each stage. Let's see if we can get it done.
Master.
I am in Reaper. I've got my license key copied to the clipboard already. Let's make a track. Control T.
Edit. Track name. Pain.
F on that new track.
Add effects to track one dialogue.
To add an effect. I'm going to type in clear. And I'm going to add the VST3 version just because Pete on list said he managed to get the VST3 activated and the VST2 didn't want to activate for him. I haven't seen that difference here, but yeah, I'm going to do the VST3 version just to be sure.
Clear, Supertone, VST3, 1 of 2.
There it is. For me, it's the topmost search result. For you, it might not be, so make sure you listen out for VST3. Depending on your settings, it'll either say VST3 before clear or it'll say VST3 afterwards. Mine is afterwards. Yours might say it before. Anyway, when you find the VST3 version, hit enter on it.
FX, track one dialog, enter table.
And now, to get focus into the GUI controls with Narrator, we start off here in the effects chain list. I'm going to shift tab twice to get to the add button.
Exit add button.
And then I'm going to do up arrow. No modifiers, just up arrow once.
Clear, new button, button.
Okay, and it said clear. That's Narrator moving into the GUI. And then it told us that we're on a new button, button. Now this new button is the trial button. So we've landed in the right place and that seems to be consistent. So that's useful. I'm going to do Narrator and enter to click this, which is caps lock key. So caps lock enter. And it doesn't tell me anything, but now if I move to the next element with Narrator right arrow, so caps lock right arrow.
Trial mode, text, trial mode.
Trial mode. This is just a piece of text though. Let's keep going.
You are running a trial version of Voice Clarity.
Yeah,
in trial
yeah,
mode,
yeah.
White noise will sound in every 30 seconds. Text.
They've forgotten to update this message when they changed the name of the plugin.
New button, button.
All right. So now after that piece of text, going Narrator right arrow again, we have got three new buttons. Now the first one is purchase, the second one is activate, and the third one is continue trial.
You are running a trial version of Voice Clarity.
So I'm going to start from this piece of text, and then I'm going to go Narrator right arrow twice to the second new button.
New button, button, new button, button.
Narrator enter, caps lock enter, on that click it.
Checkbox unchecked.
So I'm going to go Narrator left arrow instead now.
Split check, checkbox, help center check, activation checkbox, version checkbox unchecked.
All right, so these are like menu tabs. There's a menu on screen now, and these are the tabs, even though they're checkboxes.
Activation checkbox checked.
And we can see that activation is checked, so we are in the right tab. I'm going to keep going Narrator left arrow.
Version check, new button, button.
Ah, there's some more new buttons. Narrator left again and see if there's any text telling us what they do.
New button, button, text. We hope you enjoyed your free trial of Voice Clarity. Activate now to unlock your text trial for unlimited use. Text.
Okay, so after here where it says unlock your trial for unlimited use, this new button, one Narrator right arrow afterwards.
New button, button.
That is the activate button. So I'm going to Narrator enter.
Edit.
And now I'm in an edit field and I'm just going to do paste. That's pasted my license key in.
Edit. Title bar.
Hmm.
Clear. FX active. UI. FX clear. Button. New button. Button. Activate now. Text. Activate.
Okay,
now.
I had to give it a bit of a wiggle left and right.
New button. 37B98. New
okay,
button.
There's the start of my license key in the edit field. And one Narrator left arrow before it.
New button. Button.
Is another new button. Button. If I Narrator enter on this and give it a little second, and then if I explore with Narrator left and right arrow again.
Activate now. Text. Act. New button. Button. 37B9 activating.
Oh, activating.
New button. New button. Version checkbox unchecked.
And then we got thrown out of the window, so it hopefully has done, is dump me back on the menu tab. So I'm going to do narrate a left arrow.
New button, text. Your license code has been successfully activated with this device, text.
Yay.
Text.
Where's the done button?
New button.
Okay, so this time, after your license code has been successfully activated, we go narrate a right arrow, and I'm guessing this first new button is the done button. So let's try clicking that with narrator enter.
Checkbox unchecked.
And I think we're probably okay. I'll run some audio through it in a second and check, but if I post this, then it means it worked. Hope it's useful.